The aftermath of the Sumitomo plant closure. Jacqueline Hall is joining us right now. She's Executive Director of Workforce Buffalo. Jacqueline, thank you. We appreciate you coming on this morning. You know, first, before we talk about what you do at Workforce Buffalo, let me just ask, how crushing is it to suddenly have more than 1,500 people in this area out of work?
Good morning, and thank you for having me this morning. Honestly, I mean, as the county executive had previously stated, this has caught everyone in Erie County by surprise. And right now, honestly, our sole focus is assisting those who have been affected and impacted by their job loss and helping them find trainings and employment opportunities.
Now, when you look at Workforce Buffalo and your work there, how exactly are you looking to help, to provide assistance? Can you tell us a little bit about Workforce Buffalo?
Absolutely. So as the local workforce development board under the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act, the Buffalo Erie County Workforce Investment Board, which is also known as Workforce Buffalo, you know, we're charged with developing and promoting a workforce system that is responsive to the needs of job seekers and businesses within our community. We serve an ethnically diverse population with our priority service actually going to veterans, low income, youth, as well as dislocated workers, and any individual who have been unemployed for a significant amount of time. Our services expand from job readiness opportunities, from one-on-one coaching, to in-person online interviewing tips. We also have workshops that include resume and cover letter writing, computer skills. We provide job search assistance, where we help individuals with job clubs or attend job fairs. We host Meet the Employer sessions. We also have career advancement opportunities where we offer career training or computer tutorials and other supportive services. But I think our most in-demand service that we offer for training and upskilling opportunities are individual training accounts, where we have the ability to pay for education and training opportunities if any individual who have been impacted by job loss want to increase their job skills.
Are there jobs available now that pay in the neighborhood of what these Sumitomo workers were making?
There are some opportunities for similar wages. However, I think depending on the level or the actual position that the individual was at within Sumitomo, definitely upskilling and providing that additional support to connect with other employers who can offer competitive wages would be an opportunity for those workers.
You know, what is the employment outlook for workers in terms of something that's competitive? Because it's one thing to find another job, it's another to find another job that has similar pay and benefits.
True. So what our Workforce Investment Board has done in terms of outlining what the regional competitive salary is $25 an hour. However, the cost of living with inflation, everything has increased. Upskilling opportunities and connecting with a training provider who will connect you with advanced manufacturing opportunities, construction opportunities within our region would give you the best outlook for increasing those wages.
All right, so it would be in their best interest for Sumitomo workers to check in with Workforce Buffalo. Have many already done this?
They absolutely have. We've seen an increase in activity on our website. We, as of last week, developed a resource page that actually has local and New York State Department of Labor Services, as well as other Erie County supportive services that impacted workers can go to Workforce Buffalo to actually receive that information. Department of Labor has resources and information on the upcoming job fair that they will be hosting on December 3rd. Also, individuals can submit inquiries if they have some additional questions on our website. Again, that's workforcebuffalo.org, or they can actually walk right into our comprehensive career centers, one being the Buffalo Employment Training Center at 77 Goodell, or our two affiliate sites located directly and operated by SUNY Erie, one in Williamsville and the other in Orchard Park. And then also the Department of Labor has career centers as well located in Buffalo and Williamsville.
When, I mean, obviously now we're talking about this in the context of the Sumitomo closure, but I mean, Workforce Buffalo is there, and there's a lot of other, you know, similar programs there for anybody who's looking for employment right now, right? I mean, how aware are people of some of these programs to help them out?
I would like to think people are aware of the services that we offer for both job seekers and for businesses to hire qualified individuals, because we've been around since 2014, which was the establishment of the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act.
It seems like kind of a one-shop stop, right? Whether it's a resume preparation or you know, looking for another job or even some kind of retraining, you have all of that.
We have all of those services and more because Workforce Buffalo is actually made up of a network of employment and training providers, educational institutions, and community organizations. And we all work together to help every person reach their career goal. So whether, you know, you are unemployed or underemployed or recently separated from a job, you know, we are there and our system is designed to help that individual. Again, our primary goal is to help residents of Buffalo and Erie County find work and assist employers in finding qualified workers.
Well, we thank you for the time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Jacqueline Hall with Workforce Buffalo joining us live here on WBEN.